Hamilton.
Hello, Tim.
Everybody set up.
Can you hear us okay? I'm going to put you up front here next to Ryan.
Okay.
And we will get started. And if you can't hear something, just holler.
Okay.
All right. So we are recording, and we are going to ask Ryan to start. And then our first business after the agenda and... Right, we'll be general business and we'll choose the chair and the vice chair. So, Ryan, would you just start with that right there?
Okay, we'd like to call to order our Wapentown Advisory Board meeting for the January 10th, 2017. I'd like to ask everybody to silence their cell phones. We've invited Bishop Burton Cox to give us an invocation.
We have with each other. We ask that Thou will bless us as we discuss the matters before us tonight. Help us to remember the great blessings we enjoy living in this free land and having the opportunity to meet and discuss and govern. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, well, Mr. Cameron Grady, if you could come up. Cameron's hasn't got the badge on him yet, but he's earned his Eagle Scout.
Oh, nice.
And he's just in process of getting it, so I thought it'd be neat to have him come up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands.
Thank you. All right, we'll just do a roll call. Ryan Udall, I'm the vice chair on the Wapentown Advisory Board.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Lynn Wren.
Bob Lyman.
Janice Redondo, Commissioner, Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office.
Tim, are you there?
Tim Watkins, Chair of Wapentown Advisory Board.
For a few more minutes, yep.
All right. We will skip all the way down. I don't think we have any public comment. Do we need to approve minutes yet? Or?
Yes, Mr. Chair, if you don't mind, Mr. Vice Chair, actually, of course, Mr. Lyman can't vote on the minutes because he wasn't here for those minutes, but there were four of you. But Lynn, were you sick at that meeting?
I was here for the October meeting.
October 11th.
I was absent the November meeting.
For November. So if you wouldn't mind voting on them separately.
Okay. So approval of minutes for October 11th and November 29th. Or just October 11th, I guess, we're going to do separate. So approval of minutes for October 11th, 2016.
I wasn't here for the October 11th meeting.
So it would be Tim, you and I voting on the 11th.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Jamie. Okay.
So I for me.
And I'll second it. Okay. That's unanimous then. I guess we'll approve those.
Okay.
And then we need to approve the minutes for November 29th, 2016. And
I'll
you want a motion? And I'll second that motion for approval.
Okay. Tim, you're okay with both of those?
Tim, are you good with the minutes for November 29th?
So that motion carries.
Okay, then number four, approval of agenda for January 10th, 2016. I can approve those. We're just approving the agenda for tonight.
For tonight, correct. Yes.
Okay. I'll approve those.
Yeah.
All
right.
Everybody?
I'll second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, Mr. Chair, so you have no informational items. I'll reserve my comments for the comments about the general public, the second item. What I'd like to do, you have no planning and zoning items. We're going to do number one under general business, and then we'll go back to the public comment for items on this agenda, okay?
Okay.
So if someone would like to make a motion to elect a chair for the next 2 years, it can be anyone other than Tim, who was the chair for the previous 2 years.
I'll make a motion.
I nominate Ryan Udall.
So 3-2 right now. All right, is there a second for that motion?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So we have a new chairman in Ryan Udall, and then if someone would like to make a motion for a vice chairman of the board.
I'd like to nominate Lynn Wren.
For vice chair?
For vice chair.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so vice chair. You both accept?
I guess.
Yes. Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. Okay, so, and I want to make sure that by way of the recording, Amelia knows, Bob, your nameplate has been ordered because I think she called to verify your name. So I don't know why I don't have that yet, but it could be at the government center, but we'll have it by the next meeting. And then we don't do chair or vice chair, but we know who you folks are. So, Mr. Chair, for real, if you'd like to just go back to item number two. And again, it's only for items on this agenda, and then we'll move on to general business number two.
So, public comment?
Correct.
Is there any public comment tonight on any of the items on the agenda?
Okay, general business number two.
Okay, we need to review and revise and adopt the bylaws.
Mr. Chair, if I might, this is the first year that they have removed the signature lines for town board members in regard to all town board and CAC bylaws. When they standardized the agenda to match the BCC, more closely to match the BCC, they've done the same thing with the bylaws. So you are welcome to make any comments, make any changes. You can change the night of your meeting. You can change the time of your meeting. I'm not sure there's much else you can change. You've got the option here. If you see Article 6, the Item B, a motion need not have a second before the motion may be put to a vote as provided for in A above. So when someone makes a motion, you won't need to second the motion. It's simply all in favor, vote yay, and all in opposition, vote no, and then we would go on from there. So in this set of bylaws, that would be, you can strike that if you want to continue to have a second, or we can leave it as it is. And the chair of the advisory board shall have the same right as any other board member to initiate a motion. Because sometimes in other town boards, the chair either wants to make all the motions or the chair doesn't want to make any of the motions. And these bylaws would dictate that you can make a motion or ask a question or do anything the same as the other four board members. So I don't know how much you read over these. If you want more time to read them over, we can push this to another meeting. If you're comfortable with them, we can vote on them. And then as long as it's on the record and reflected in the minutes that all five of you are okay with the way that they're written, they will go in as your legal and binding bylaws.
You know what? I haven't really got a chance to look over them very good of you guys.
I would prefer another comment.
You want a couple more weeks?
Yeah. But yeah, so let's not adopt the bylaws today. We'll wait for that for the next meeting.
Could I ask for a motion to hold it to the next agenda?
I motion that we hold it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Somebody's paying attention.
Excellent. It's habit.
Yes.
Seconds are just habits.
Yeah.
So all in favor, everybody's?
All in favor. Aye.
Aye.
So, thanks, and we'll hold this to the next agenda. Okay, number three.
Review and revise and adopt the 2017 calendar.
Mr. Chair, if I might, this is more out of respect for the new town board members, and of course on this board we only have one new town board member, but because you were not part of this, Bob, we, last year, in 2016, if you recall, we went over this month by month, and we came up with meetings that might not make sense, or if there was something going on in the community, or whatever the case may be. If you want to, again, Bob, and I believe, if Amelia told me correctly, no, because this says adopt. I wasn't sure if this needed to be on two calendars. You'll have to tell me if you're okay glancing through it. We can table it till the end, or if you would like more time, we can bring this back with the bylaws for two meetings from now, just to make sure that the dates seem okay with you. So that's why this is on your agenda again. So you can take a couple of minutes to look through it.
I see too many meetings.
Yeah, we have one for each month, but that doesn't mean that we have to hold them, right?
Correct. Are we? Well, that's good. We've got our bylaws right in front of us.
I'm seeing three meetings every month.
Oh,
Tim,
yeah.
Tim, I think what you're seeing is the carryover of the following month.
Are there?
No, the special call meetings are on there, too.
Right.
And then our regular meetings. There's one page
so
where
two.
It has the following month.
You'll always have that second meeting, Tim, for special call in the event that we have an item.
Okay, I see what you're talking about now. It's the carryover from the previous month.
Yeah,
right.
So February you've got a meeting, three meetings on Tuesday, but that first one is January 31st. And so, again, your special calls are, because when folks come down to the government center and plunk down their money for an application, they're looking to get it done as quickly as possible. We'll always have every other week, normally every other week, on your calendar. And then we wouldn't have to hold our regularly scheduled meeting that month if we met during a special call. But now I'm certain that we put in our bylaws a few years ago that we would meet quarterly.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was quarterly.
Now, April the 10th is a scheduled meeting. That's the second Tuesday. The scheduled is the second Tuesday.
Which month, Bob?
April.
That should be the 11th. If it's an asterisk, it's your special call. So yes, Tuesday, April 11th is a special call with your regularly scheduled meeting on April 25th.
Okay. And there's another one on the 20th.
Oh, that's during the fair. Okay. Good call. Good catch. So should we just... How do you feel about that?
I won't be here.
Don't be shy. You can, as a board, elect to tell the planning department we prefer not to meet on April 11th. It is your decision why. You don't even have to tell them, but that we feel we wouldn't have a quorum on April 11th. So if an applicant were to come in and say, hey, I'm doing XYZ up in Moapa, when is my next meeting? April 11th wouldn't be an option for them. It would have to be April 25th. But there's five of you. So if you want to take a minute to decide if three of you wouldn't mind being here.
7 o'clock on a Tuesday.
the 11th?
That's during the week of the fair, Tim.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so it might be better to... Everybody's got a lot of stuff going then anyway. Probably wouldn't be a whole lot of participation really anyway, so...
Jamie and I will
be here. And it is spring break also.
Oh, then that's a different story if it's spring break.
Oh, well, it is spring break too. I think we ought to just leave it with the 24th.
Scratch that.
Yeah. I'll motion to remove that from the schedule.
All in favor of moving that?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. I'll make that note to comprehensive planning, and that will not be an option for folks. And I'm sorry if I can just jump back to Article 5 in your bylaws. C, the regular meetings of the advisory board shall be held no less than once per quarter at the place, day, and hour set forth in A and B. So, yes, if you do not have items, and you, zoning items, if you do not have items from comprehensive planning, and then the chair doesn't receive a phone call or request that you approve, we are still a board that meets once
quarter.
In the first, second, third, and fourth quarter of the year.
Okay.
So that, when you're reviewing, Bob, that's one of the big things in there. And please be mindful, and I'm going to get you the disc from the training last Saturday, of open meeting law, discussing things. The discussions should happen here. You're just safer if they happen here. With the public.
We can't have three of us together, right?
You cannot.
We can still talk over.
You're safer.
Fence,
yeah, mine's right next door. Neighbor. I can still talk to her.
You can still talk to her.
Is that just on?
You need an excuse to not, though. You just.
Is that just on items that were going to be on the
on
the agenda of that next meeting?
Correct.
Okay.
You really don't want to have discussions about anything that everything you discuss needs to be transparent and open and available for folks to hear. It's
gotcha.
Part of you sitting here, so. And I thought Steve Swikert really did a nice job on Saturday in regard to the legal parts of it, so everybody will get a disc. Tim, do you want a disc?
What's up?
Do you want a disc from Saturday's training?
I still didn't quite hear the question.
You know Saturday's training that you went to for the town board members?
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to tell the group about how wonderful it was?
It was great. It was fantastic. The liaisons put together an amazing meeting.
Suck up. I had fun. I don't know how many of them had fun, but I had a good time, and I'm glad you were there, so thank you. So it was recorded, and there'll be a disc available for the four of you, and I actually just asked them today when that would be. So... Okay, Mr. Chair, are you ready to vote on item number 3? Was that all you saw, Bob?
Okay. Yeah, I think we are. You guys ready? I think we're ready.
Yeah, let's.
Okay, then let's adopt the 2017 calendar as it stands with that, with the exception of the April 11th meeting being moved to the 25th.
Certainly did vote on that, didn't we?
Or April or August the 31st.
Correct. Yes. And that's so noted. Correct.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Aye.
Thank you. Number 4.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, before you read number 4, I need to tell you that. We have a concern in Moapa Valley with the individual that the former board would like to nominate not being a town board member. So we are seeking clarification right now, right? We asked today, if it indeed has to be a member of the town advisory board. Now the way the item is written, it's pretty clear it needs to be a town advisory board representative.
Yeah.
Do any of you know if it Is that just the way it's been, or is that the way it has to be? Do you even know?
It's just the way it's been, as far as I know. I don't know the legal part of it.
If the five of you are comfortable choosing one of the five of you to be on the Moapa Valley Fire Protection Board, I'm good with you making that determination. I just don't want you to find out later that Moapa Valley may or may not hear their item tomorrow night because they may or may not choose a town board member and just a resident. But I don't have clarification yet if it has to be a town board member.
Do you know what that responsibility entails?
I do not. I'm assuming showing up for the meetings. Other than that...
Is that a monthly meeting as well for those guys? Do you know?
I don't know.
Seems like I remember it's one evening a month.
Does anyone recall who your representative was prior?
You know what? I'm trying to...
I don't remember.
Yeah. Probably forever, right?
Yep.
And see, that was Judy in Moapa Valley. Right. So now neither of them are town board members, and I know one of them still wants to continue. Where was I? I was here 2 years ago. Tim, do you recall?
I'm sure it was Ann. Was that?
Even 2 years ago?
I don't.
Okay, well listen, I'm embarrassed to say that we did not do our homework on this one. So if you're okay to make a motion, but we're gonna have to meet again. We're gonna either meet at the end of the month or we're gonna meet in February because we need to do our bylaws and we're gonna need to figure out the fire district. So as long as you're okay meeting, if you're okay to push this, I'll have clarification by then. I'll email you all so you know. And if we can choose a resident, it'd be great if you had someone in mind, and if not, then it will have to be one of the five of you.
Okay, so it's the Moapa Valley Fire District that is requesting somebody other than on the board. So they have somebody in mind. Do they already have somebody in mind that they would like? Or?
No.
Okay.
Which is why I need to clarify with them, does it matter if it's a resident, or is it mandatory that it be a town board member?
Okay.
That's what I have to find out, and I didn't get that answer before the meeting tonight, because Moapa Valley asked that question.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Then let's...
It's already confused that for you.
Let's just delay that till the next meeting, then, I guess.
You want to make a vote for that?
Okay. Moved that we move item number 4 under general comments to our next meeting for a vote on the advisory board for the Moapa Valley Fire.
Under general business.
Okay.
Do I have a... Are we all in favor of that?
Sure.
Everybody that didn't say aye?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, is there any other general comments by the public tonight on anything, any matters at all?
I have something. I had a wonderful meeting with Mary Martini today, with Marilyn, and Highway 169, the bumpy down to the funeral home there going into Logandale. The bid's going out this year, hopefully construction, although I'm going to hate it, should start in the summer of 2017. They're going to go down 10 feet and hope it'll last for 2 decades. But the soil is expansive. It is what it is. It's going to be more exciting tomorrow night at Moapa Valley, I assume. But you folks use that as well, I'm sure, to go to the roaster store or whatever you may do over there. That is going to begin. So.
Are we sure 10 feet's enough?
Yeah, they're doing all of that stuff.
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
well,
bad.
And that's
go airborne.
That's well, and it's even worse when you have animals in a trailer. So.
And they worked that over. I mean, I watched them do that. They went down. They put some serious fill.
I remember. We drove past it. It's still better. It'll be better than it is.
Yeah. Is it just the hill? Is that all they're doing? Is a repair on the hill?
They're doing that stretch.
Okay.
Where it's like a roller coaster. Secondly. Also, by summer of 2017, both of your cattle guards will be removed.
So the state's going to take responsibility for cattle being on the freeway?
They are not.
I didn't hear that. What's happening to the cows are?
They're going to remove them.
Okay.
Yes, they are not, because...
All you have to do is walk around them.
Yeah, and that's the other problem with it. That's part of the reason it's being removed, because there isn't sufficient...
We need some cows down there to eat all those weeds that are growing.
Get some goats.
Okay.
The town... We sent a letter, the town decided as a town board, and unfortunately you weren't on the board at the time, to make a decision to remove those cattle guards because
the
disrepair
apart.
Just seems to never end.
Lots of bad tires.
And I assume if a dairy decides to come back here, we perhaps may have to tax them with talking with NDOT and putting in something that makes sense for where they are. But it just didn't make sense, so...
That is an open range state, so it's responsibility of the property owner to keep cows out rather than the cow owner to keep cows in.
Fence out state, correct.
And would that apply to NDOT?
Probably not.
Okay.
Although I don't know. I just sure know I don't want to hit one going down the freeway.
No, that makes a bad day.
Yes.
when they do that, I'm just going to ask a crazy question. How long will the road be closed?
The 169 would never be closed. It'll always be one lane.
They should be able to do it today.
I'm not as worried about 169 because they put up those bumpy road signs that fix the road for me.
No, only in one direction, oddly enough. I don't have the answer to how long. Again, I would imagine it would still be open in one direction as they work on one side to repair the road, but I can find that
just
out.
Just a couple of days.
When
probably.
They took the one off of exit 91 southbound, they were done in and out in one day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to speak for them though, so I don't.
History.
Okay. Well, hopefully that'll dictate the future.
Yeah, and they might just bypass people through Hidden Valley or something. And then Henry Road, did anybody get awarded that bid?
Yeah? I don't have an answer to that.
Meadow Valley has a contract.
Did they get it? Okay.
They're working on the pre-con meeting agenda now, right here.
Excellent. Good. 30, 60, 90, ballpark, when it'll start?
Probably 60 to 90.
Okay.
But I think they've given them the materials notice to proceed. Not for sure. And they are doing a consultant supervision on it.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Right. Well, we'll go ahead and close our meeting for tonight. And
next
scheduled meeting is going to be, get my calendar out.
Or your agenda.
What's that?
Or your agenda.
Or agenda. I'm just going to look at the calendar, see if it works. It's going to be February the 31st.
February the 31st?
I'm looking. That's not...
There's no 31st.
There's not.
February.
That's gonna.
Yeah, we'll be waiting a long time for that one.
Yeah, that was awful weird. Yeah.
Is it January 31st?
Correct. It is
January 31st.
Correct.
Okay.
So if you're okay with that, we may be having that meeting to finish up our items. And then, of course, if you have a zoning item, we'll have a meeting anyway.
Okay.
But then we might not meet till April.
Good.
Is that good?
Yep.
Okay. You want to make a motion for number 10?
Oh, so the meeting is adjourned.
Okay, if you say so. Thank you, Mr. Chair.